tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What's up, After Buzzers, and welcome back to The Affair, crazy episode that we are all...
As usual.
I mean, that's the first thing I say every time, I feel like. Tonight, we have a very special guest with us, our creator, Maria Menounos.
What a surprise.
I know, right?
I was in the studio. And I walked by, saw Kelly, I'm like, oh, let me say hi to Kelly, and I said... Oh my god, you guys are going to be fair. I have to jump in on this. I'm dying.
Not mad about it.
Yeah. I am so happy to hear that you are as obsessed with it as we are. Because obsessed. We freak over this show.
Me too.
It is crazy.
Well, I was going to interview Maura Tierney for my radio show, SiriusXM Channel 109, 10 a.m. Pacific every day. But I was going to interview her, so doing my homework, I watched the show, and Kevin and I got so obsessed. So we binged the whole first season, and then binged the whole second season up till now. And yeah, it's so good.
And it's so addicting too. Yeah. Like I can't, this is one of those shows that I cannot stop watching when
See,
I started.
You did it the right way. Cause when we have to wait a week.
Oh, it's brutal.
Oh God, it tears us apart. But the fact that you could just be like, just press play for the next one. I mean, you're golden.
Yeah. It's a good
It's definitely
show.
The way to go. I did that for the first season. So it's certainly more difficult now when I have to be like, oh man, seven more days. Oh God.
Very true.
Yeah.
Before we get started, I'm April Wissenhant. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at April Wissenhant. Where can they find y'all?
I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean. Oh, so easy.
And you guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Kelly Knez.
And you can follow me at Maria Menounos on all platforms.
Everywhere. She's easy to find.
Y'all, so what's your one word thought about this episode? Mine is powerful. Lots of like powerful moments in this one tonight. What do y'all think?
That's a good question.
I know, one word is tough.
Holy
you
shit.
Can give like five words. Okay,
that's all go. I could think of when I was watching this. Holy shit, this is not happening right now.
I feel like a couple times, pretty much the last 5 minutes, I didn't breathe. Don't know if I'm still alive.
Yeah.
I actually felt uncomfortable.
Oh, yes.
Like, I really just didn't want to keep, of course I kept watching, but I didn't want to. It was hard for me to.
I'm going
to
go with messy.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
It felt messy to me. I was like, you know, and that uncomfortable feeling that you get when you're watching something that's messy.
But then you can't look away.
No, right.
It's like really stressful to watch.
It is.
Like, he's such an asshole. Like, he got so drunk on the power, and his fiance is delivering this baby, and he's out, you know, having a great time. And they make the character so great because he is a little gray. There were moments where he was like, I should go. And he kind of got stuck, and... It's a tough one, but I can't stand him.
No. Well, I mean, he was my favorite, honestly, because I just thought, like, oh, he was going through so much, and Helen's always treated him this way. But now that I think about it, I mean, he really is. I think it's just him, and he just kind of always wants to go for something that's a little better or a little dangerous.
He's very attracted to the darkness, and that's what this whole episode was, the whole party scene.
Yeah.
It was just dark after dark. The dark kept coming. There was no end.
But I think I've been waiting for something to kind of pull him out of this whirlwind that he's going through. But I think seeing his daughter in a hot tub making out with another woman, because he got in there like, oh, here's these two chicks making out, let me see what can happen.
Yeah.
And then it's his daughter.
He was about to hook up with them. Like, exactly. That was his plan, is let me hook up with these two girls and have a threesome. Right when he was walking there, honey, he's going in for the threesome. Holy shit, he's going to hit a whole other level
of
gross guy with the power. And then, boom, it's his daughter.
I did not see that coming at all.
Oh, I saw it coming.
You did not?
Yeah, because I was looking at the back of her head going, they're purposely not showing us her face, and I knew it was because it was Whitney. Like, I knew.
You're
and
too
the thing is, the thing is, too, I was also watching when he was leaving and wondering, oh my god, is he aroused still from this whole experience?
Because
it looked like...
That's a killer.
Wait a minute, though.
Valid question, though.
It looked like it, because the way Whitney also responded, I mean, dad is sitting there watching.
He was naked. Was he naked?
Or
was
did
naked?
He took off his clothes when he got in the pool.
Right.
So he also could have been aroused then, is what you're saying.
Oh, she didn't look down.
Good. Yeah.
She correct. Didn't look down. Or at least they didn't make a point of showing us that she looked down. So I think she was just gross.
Ew.
She was grossed out that he was watching her have a lesbian encounter.
Oh, my gosh. What
and just
a
that
moment.
He's there.
It wasn't a moment of, oh, my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm in front of my dad making out with this chick. It was not that at all. It was, ew, dad, you're watching me make out with this chick.
Yeah.
It was so offensive. I literally was just, I was flummoxed by the whole thing.
A flummoxed?
Yes.
I like that word.
What is that?
You know, like
she has the best word.
A flummoxed?
Flummoxed.
Flummoxed.
Not all flummoxed. No, I mean, that could be a new word, though. I accept it. I love the new words.
Say, if you're confident and you say it, it works.
Do you have a really good vocabulary?
Perhaps. I don't
know. I mean, clearly, if you're using words like flummoxed.
Watch.
Y'all are so crazy.
Moving along.
So, I was flummoxed the most by him leaving his phone in the car.
Oh,
because
yes.
even, I mean, he couldn't find it, but then.
But then it was so easy.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, he literally had to reach back and go, oh, here's my cell phone right here. When he knows that his wife is. However,
I mean, like five weeks before
she's due or something like that.
Yeah, but that's a great point because that's what I kept thinking is your wife is pregnant and she's very pregnant at this point. Anything could happen. You're supposed to, as the man, keep your phone on you for anything that should happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And clearly something happened.
But is that just, this is what bothers me because he doesn't seem like the type of person to just not care. Okay, there we go. Little, you know, side note. And to... Right then, he seemed like, okay, I genuinely don't care. Like, I don't care that she's in this position and I'm just doing what I do. And he seemed so long like he actually really does. And now it seems like he's totally on a different page.
I feel like with the whole cell phone thing, though, Eden was the darkness saying, come to me, come inside, let's go
freaking
party it up.
Eden.
And I think just a simple, come on, let's go inside, you know, you're going to have the time of your life. I think he's like, yeah, the darkness, I want that. And that's what, you know, he didn't care about the phone.
But because you guys are Noah fans, I'm curious.
No, past tense.
You were Noah fans.
As of like 2 weeks ago, we were still Noah fans, but now we're not anymore.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not anymore.
Okay, and is that because he's crossed over and started screwing around?
I think because we see the man that he really is.
For me, it's because whenever him and Allison first started their affair, I thought it was because he genuinely loved, like they just met at the worst time when they're clearly married, you know, she has children, they had a child. And I'm like, they just have this crazy connection, so maybe they are meant to be despite their current situations. Obviously, it could be handled a different way, but you know what I mean.
Oh, yes.
And then to see him now, though, just cheating so easily.
Yeah.
You know, he's the one who pursued Eden. He's the one who's like, I mean, I'm your boss, but who cares, or whatever he is to her. So that's, it bothers me because it's like, no, maybe you were just doing it because you wanted to hook up and have something new, and it wasn't just that strong of a connection.
I think for him right now, a lot of it comes down to the fact that he was married for so long, and he got married so young that there's an element of the chase with many women because he was with Helen for so long. So I think it's like now that he does have this new power and this new fame, he's able to attract a different layer of female and just get different attention than he's ever gotten before.
But
and
going off of that, though, I mean, you have Eden, who is basically saying, no, I will not have sex with you until...
And then,
I don't think she even said until after the book tour. I think she just said, I don't mix business with this type of pleasure. So, I mean, he was still trying to chase her because she wouldn't put out for him.
Mm-hmm.
She made out with him for 2 seconds, and then she put a halt to that.
And she is very alluring.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I thought was weird was when she said, you know, book tour is over, right? So then that led me to believe, okay, so you're going, I get it, you're going to this director's house to talk about, you know, making the movie of Descent. Great. But why do you just need to go with her then? Can't you go with a buddy or your publisher?
He could have gone with Max.
No.
Max was there.
No, because she's the one who's introducing him. She's the one.
She could be there.
When you're in that position, you need someone that's going to help sell you, that's going to kind of help. Like, look, if he went with his friend, he would have gone with Max, and you saw what a great help Max was.
Right.
A friend is just going to go get wasted and screw all these women and maybe do some drugs along the way. Someone who's there with a purpose that has your business interests, you know, in mind is better to go to a party like that.
I think are the connections that he needs.
Because he wasn't there to party.
No,
he
no,
was
right.
there for a reason.
Yes, right. And then he became there for other reasons. Yeah. But I think I was just hoping that maybe his publisher would have gone with him, or, like, it could have been, like, a more of a business meeting. Like, it just doesn't need to be you and your hot, sexy publicist yeah. chick.
But if she wasn't hot and sexy, would you say the same thing?
No, I'd be like, fine, you can be there with your not-so-attractive publicist lady.
Exactly.
So just because she's attractive, it's the problem.
I think because we know her behavior and how she...
But do we? Because she denied him and she did keep it professional. So why are we assuming she's a whore?
I didn't say she was a whore. I didn't say
she was a whore. But that's the feeling because it's like she's a slut. She shouldn't be at this party with him.
So I think it's how she interacted with Allison on every occasion that we saw them together. And so I think the way she kind of brushed Allison aside was sort of disrespecting his relationship from jump. And that's what makes me go, you are uncool, and right. I don't like you very much.
Great that's point. A good point. She never respected it whatsoever.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Y'all, Lim is here. So he should be walking in any moment.
You're a real co-host. Yeah. So my time is done here.
Thank
but
you so much for joining
I
us.
I am a big fan of this podcast, obviously, of this after show, because I love The Affair. I love you guys. I think you do a great job. And if you shoot on Tuesday nights, I'll come by. And,
yeah. Do you also like more. Satisfaction? Because we shoot in
no.
an hour.
No.
Not yet. But if you like it, that means I might like it. So I'm going to try it.
It's kind of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you. So
thank you.
Dying for Sunday to come.
I know.
Five more days. So close.
Only three more episodes. I can't even believe it.
No. Hey, at least we have the number correct this time.
I know.
Oh, 12 instead true. Of 10.
I've never been so happy to be wrong in my entire life whenever they said that there were 12 episodes.
I
apologize for that.
Honestly, I think all of us just thought it was 10. Because it was the first season.
It was the first season,
and
yes.
therefore we're like, okay, obviously it has to be 10 this time around too.
But then Showtime got smart. And we're like, we're going to give them more.
They want more. We will give them more.
I appreciate so, that. While we're waiting on Lim to come in, let's talk about. So this episode actually opens up, even though that to me, the whole Noah situation was kind of the craziness of this episode. Helen is going on a Tinder date, and who happens to be at the bar but Dr. Ula, which. Holy sexiness. Dr. Ula is hot.
Yeah, but wait, was he getting progressively less hot as he was talking?
For sure.
Okay.
Because I thought he was joking. Like, I was sitting there waiting for the ha 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 as he's like, he's like, oh, I'm on call. This just loosens my joints. Don't worry, whatever he said. And I'm like, I'm waiting for the.
I mean, all.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
And it never came. I'm like, oh, I think he's serious.
He's definitely serious. All of Helen's reactions, I mean, her facial expression, she didn't say anything. She would just kind of look at him like, I'm very confused by you right now.
Right.
And that is exactly what I was feeling.
I did really appreciate, though, when they were taking a stroll back to her house and that whole exchange where they were talking about dating or what's the
it's
point
just
of
an
a date.
For
and
sex.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man, Helen.
But I mean, he is just so blunt. Yeah. Do you want to have sex
with
me? And she's like,
okay.
Yep. I mean, props.
There you go. Well, y'all, I thought Lim was here, but I could have been reading the wrong text. Sorry about that.
just a little bit longer.
I think he is, though, so just a few minutes,
He might be parking.
True that.
Yeah.
But, so, she, first of all, the waitress tells her, oh, Tinder is for millennials trying to hook up. You should, divorces are better in Match.com. I think I sound just like her.
You totally do, April.
But, like, okay, Helen cannot take this kind of rejection at this point. And it scares me because at times with Dr. Ula, you know, he asks for a phone number, they have to go because this first, that's how the episode starts out. They're not doing parts in this episode. They did time periods. Mm-hmm. So I think this was like 11 o'clock or something like that, or maybe 1 o'clock whenever she was first on the date. And so they have to leave because this crazy storm is coming in, which ultimately leads to Noah getting stuck at the party and all kinds of crazy stuff. But he asked her for a number, and she says, well, that's just basically, you know, what's a date? That's an interview for sex. And he says, well, do you want to have sex with me? And she says, yeah. I'm like, Helen, okay.
I don't know. I feel very sad for her because I don't want her to get hurt. And I think that this guy is not the nicest guy. And who knows if they're dating? Who knows if it's just a hookup? But I feel like the things that he did, like, you know, kiss her wrist or just – or anything with – what's his son's name? I want to say Trevor. It's definitely not
Martin.
Trevor. Martin. Don't know where Trevor's coming from. You know, how he treated Martin, I feel like he could, he has the potential to be a good guy, but I don't want him to hurt Helen. I feel like she's very fragile right now.
Yeah. I don't think that's going anywhere. I think it's one of those, I think she needed to feel a man's touch, and it was really an act more of, I'm willing to just see this as a hookup and to have some affection.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't feel like she...
I know that she said, I feel alone or I'm alone.
She's not dating that guy.
No.
Okay.
Please,
I hope that she was very aware that it was just a hookup, though. Like, I don't think... I hope that she was, like, treating it 110% as sex instead of getting emotionally attached.
I think she just... It triggered emotions from her, and just kind of his reactions to certain things, I think, triggered some emotion. Yeah. But I don't... I think she's rational, and I think she knew that it's, like, okay, this is definitely not my next long-term lover.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Good point.
That's good.
So, Liv is not coming. So, I literally read the wrong message, or the wrong thing popped up on my phone, so we just kicked Marie out a little early, so sorry about that. Lim popped up on my phone, and I thought it was him saying he was here. That's what I get for trying to multitask.
Yeah, I was like, I don't recall that this was happening. well, we can tell all the peeps in the engineering booth that you can come back in.
Yeah, they can come back in if they want. So I thought it was good, though, that Helen asked him, are you just a nice person masquerading as a dick, or a dick masquerading as a nice person?
Yeah.
Because it seemed like, I'm glad that she could at least tell that he, you know, was semi-putty on her performance at times. But then again, it's not that he... I guess that's... I'm saying that in the wrong context, too, because him being a nice doctor to Martin is his job. And him being nice to the patient on the phone and being like, oh, no, you don't have anything to worry about, is his job. So just because, you know... And that's the times where she looked at him like... Oh, you know, kind of with that loving look in her eyes. It was when he was doing his those job. Things and being, like, nice and kind of going out of his way to make those people feel comfortable. But then whenever, as soon as they walked away or as soon as he got off the phone, you know, he's like, oh, she's so annoying. Or when she's asked him if he wanted to stay instead of going out in the storm, and he looked at her three kids and he said, I'd rather drown.
Yeah, I know. That was like... So. Oh, Dr. Ula. You know, it actually kind of surprised me, and I don't know if you two felt the same, but when we first met him with Martin's surgery and everything, I was like, oh, he's so charming and lovely. And when I saw his personality in this episode, I was like, what? Whoa! What? That's the same guy?
Yeah,
like,
100%.
It just surprised me.
Because at the hospital, he kind of went out of his way to help them, too. Noah just yelled at him, like, doctor, come here. My son's throwing up green stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, and he was like, oh, you know,
he was being his doctor job. He was being the nice guy on the phone, like, it's okay, you have nothing to worry about. And then as soon as he hung up, he was like, gosh, you're so annoying. He probably did the same thing with Helen and Noah, too. As soon as he left, he's like, God, these two are the worst, you know, parents who are divorced here. I don't think he knew, because she was like, oh, you had a front row seat to my divorce.
He said, oh, no, so married women do use Tinder. Okay.
That's right.
And she was, I thought that was kind of just his way of finding out if she was actually single or not.
I was actually also a little irked by that exchange, because I was like, clearly you're watching, well, one, now you know this woman's on a date, and you just witnessed this massive just communication breakdown happening right in front of you, to the point where, wouldn't you go, oh, yeah, they're probably not together, these two.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a doc. He's not an idiot. Although, what? Yeah, okay, I don't know. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know.
But I was like, what, doctor? Really? Or anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Dr. Ula does not need to be...
He doesn't need to be a major role.
He could be a good hookup for her,
though. Fly by night,
because
sure.
She needs some, like, good sexiness in her life right now.
So
I officially think Helen deserves it.
Okay.
For a while, I was like, Helen, you're so mean. And now, I mean, so Kevin Undergaro, our other founder, was talking to us before the show about it. And he said that, you know, us thinking that Helen is controlling and the way that she is and, like, her way or the highway, basically, is because of other people's perceptions that they've put off on her.
Absolutely.
Because Noah always said it, and because whoever, you know, every person has always made, we've been made to think that Helen is controlling. But he said, he's like, we've never seen that side of her.
Which, in this season, I mean, we've seen both her side and Cole's side.
Right.
And we've seen their sides of Allison and Noah as well.
And thinking about the image of her as a whole, you know, as how she was portrayed in season one, which we know is more of an opinion season, where this season seems to be more factual, it was still, it's not that she was ever completely controlling, but she was like, I want these things to happen for our family, and I want, you know, this, because, like, they're married. Mm-hmm. So it didn't seem that she was controlling, but maybe she listened to her mom a little too much, and then that
led it to be
there. I'm very glad that Margaret, is that her name?
Yeah.
I'm very glad she's out of the picture.
You can forget about Margaret forever.
You know, I'm sure she's going to reemerge in some way, shape, or form at some point.
We have, what, 3 episodes left?
No, maybe not this season, but...
She should just not come back ever. That'd be pretty rad.
Is that your preference?
That's true. Okay, so kind of Helen's whole little thing tonight, really, is Dr. Ulla, and that's it. They do it in the basement, and... Martin gets a shot. Yay.
Yes. Do we think we will see him again?
Yes.
Ulla?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
In what sense?
Just as a hookup. I think another aspect of Helen that really needs to be recognized is that for her, I don't think it's so much about hooking up with the super hot guy. Because really, she always kind of hooks up with super hot guys. I mean, her husband was
Noah, Max, and now
Ulla. Like, attractive men is what all I'm saying. So it's not like, but I think for her, it's more about how a man makes her feel. And that's sort of what I think she's most in search of, is not so much like, oh, I need the hot guy, is I need the man that's going to make me feel the most.
I wonder what that is, though, because we see Max, and Max, I felt he was a good guy to her. I felt he was very complimentary. He was very loving. He wanted to take care of her. He wanted to be there for her. And then we see Dr. Ulla being just a total asshole. Mm-hmm. Well, also being the nice guy when he has to be, being on the job. And when, you know, what I'm thinking of, though, is the whole conversation she was, I guess, having with herself. And he's like, oh, a Tinder message. Like, just not paying attention whatsoever. So it's kind of like, okay, what is she looking for?
Right.
Because we see Max being, to her, a pretty great guy.
She didn't like how pompous Max was at the end of the day. She didn't like how he had to really always strut his wealth and all of his stuff. And I think, especially for her, because she comes from money, it's one of those things where she doesn't want... She wants it, but she doesn't want it plastered in front of her face all the time. And so these are just things that she's seeing in some of the men that she's sleeping with.
Yeah.
Where it's for her, I think, confirming all the qualities in Noah that she didn't appreciate when they were together.
However, if she were to meet the Noah that he is today...
She wouldn't want
him.
She
would not be interested.
It's true.
No. At all.
I agree with you. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm so sad about Noah, y'all. I can't get over
it. I think he's gonna... Well, I guess we'll leave that for predictions. Never mind.
Yeah.
Moving along.
So, meanwhile, Allison is having some major contractions. She goes to the hospital.
Yeah.
And,
alone.
All by herself. That is, like, my nightmare.
And her doctor isn't even there.
I know. And she has this 33-year-old woman who, you know, obviously she's a legitimate doctor, but that would be scary, being in that situation.
How new are you at helping children?
She asked how many babies, and she was like, quite a few. And I'm like, how many?
But how many is a few?
Exactly. Yeah. And obviously she can't get a hold of Noah because Noah's phone is casually in the back of
his
seat.
Did you see how many missed calls and text messages?
Man.
I wish I had stopped my recording.
All of them?
Not necessarily
counted,
but read the text messages.
Oh, it was like, where are you?
It was like,
I think I'm having
you?
This baby tonight.
Yeah, I'm going into labor.
There were a few F words dropped in there. I saw that part, which of course is Allison. That's her favorite word.
Good.
But it probably got to be one of the most stressful moments of her life.
Yeah.
And I feel like they always drop that, you've been through this before and da 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 da. And you can see just a look on her face, like, when the doctor's like, I see this is your second pregnancy, so that's good because you know what to expect. And it's like, another reminder of something that she doesn't even need to be thinking about right now. But I can't imagine the stress of going through that without him answering his phone. And this is kind of jumping ahead a bit to the end, but whenever, you know, she does have the baby in this episode. Yay, baby.
Mm-hmm.
A happy moment we got tonight.
Yeah.
And the doctor asks her if she wants Noah to come in, and she says, not right now. And I was, you know, the nurses or the doctor's kind of like shocked, like, what? But I'm like,
Yeah.
I was all for that.
What kind of fiance doesn't even...
Are they married at this point?
No. They're still engaged.
Okay.
So let's cut out the part of him being at the party and leaving his car on the phone. But, like, what fiance isn't... That was at nighttime. So this is during the day where she was starting to experience contractions and would have been calling him and everything. And maybe he lost his phone all day long. I highly doubt it.
Yeah, no.
But, like, why wasn't he there in the morning? The book tour's over. He should be at home.
I mean, granted, the storm did prevent him from going anywhere.
At nighttime, though. But where was he in
the
morning?
But, like, how do we know when the storm stopped and when they opened the roads again, though?
No, I mean, this before...
Before he left.
I'm sorry. No, it's okay. The day before she...
Right. When she first started experiencing contractions.
Okay.
Where was he then? And why didn't he answer his phone then? And that's what I just don't understand, is that it seems like they're not even living in the same... Like, I'm used to seeing them together all the time. And, I mean, like, we haven't seen, most importantly, for them anyway, a sex scene in them, and I can't tell you how many episodes. And I think we've seen one for them every single episode. And so it just, I know that they're trying to...
That's because the darkness is gone.
Right. I know they're trying to tell, like, the individual stories more, but I just feel like we're losing almost completely Noah and Allison together, which really, literally my anxiety just went up.
But it's
saying that.
They're obviously doing that deliberately. So there's some reason why the beginning of the pulling apart is happening, or whatever it is that we're seeing. So we just have to believe that it's all going to take us somewhere.
I thought it was very interesting how this episode it dealt with Allison having a child. And in Cole's part, it also dealt with him,
I guess.
Yes, but also learning that he and Louisa can't have children. So it's very, like, children-oriented.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's talk about their part. So Cole and Louisa, their part starts off, she's telling him some dumb story about her taking ballet. And he is just so uninterested. I mean, his face is just...
But granted, I think we also kind of have to give him a little leeway, a little slack.
Oh, because I fully give him that.
Yeah, because they're moving out of this house tomorrow, that he's very connected in. So I just think his mind is not so like, oh, yes, I want to hear the ballet story. It's like, oh, my gosh, I'm leaving the home that I've been in for so many years and I've had so many memories. And, like, this chapter of my life is done.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I think it was shortly after she was like, oh, ballet. And then he, you know, wasn't listening.
He was like, oh, now I need to kick in. Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, see these.
The
notches on the wall. So it's home. It's his home. And obviously he's not thinking about anything besides his home and leaving what kind of remains of the memories of his child, the physical memories. And I totally felt for him. At first I was like, you are such an asshole. Like, listen. But then I was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Obviously you're leaving tomorrow. You're leaving all of this behind. It was just a major shock.
I guess what it kind of just makes me think, though, is it feels like he doesn't, which I promise I give him slack in that situation because I understand what he was going through and it was something major.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't get, or what it's making me feel, is that he doesn't actually really love her. But then there are moments where I feel like he does at the end of last week's episode where he was, where he went to see her in the city and everything. That made me think the opposite, obviously, but I guess he just seems a lot of the time kind of uninterested.
I think he wants to love her. I think he wants to love someone besides Allison. And I think when she said, I am infertile, I can't have children, I guess I can see it both ways because I can see how upset he is and how he's like, oh, of course my mother is right. I can't, you know, the name is never, I'm never going to be able to have children.
Right.
We're cursed. But I'm also kind of like, okay, well, clearly she can't have children. Maybe feel a little bit of sympathy towards her, you know, or at least help her because she is obviously upset by this too. You know, she's like, I should have told you sooner. I'm so sorry. So she's clearly upset, but he's very selfish. Granted, so many things are happening with his life right now. The whole house, the fact that, he can't have children with Louisa. And so I think he might kind of be like, do I really love this woman? Because I now know that. Kind of sounds crappy, but now that I know we can't have children together.
Well, that's a pretty huge factor if, you know.
But I'm wondering what his intentions are. Like, do I really love her?
Right.
Or do I love her enough because I want to have a child with someone else? Right. Yeah.
Well, one of Cole's flaws is, just like you said, he can be selfish. And some of his actions, which everyone can, obviously, especially in the show, but some of his actions just seem like he so only thinks about himself in the moment. Even when he and Allison were together, some of the things that he would say to her and the way that he would act toward her, he just couldn't quite sympathize enough because he just, it seemed a little selfish that he couldn't.
Is this from Allison's point of view in the first season or in his point
just
of view?
Well, I guess it would have been from Allison's point of view. But even still in this season, which we don't know if it was, you know, it's That's at true. The beginning yeah. from a real perspective or not. But I just think that he comes off as, he's a little, it's all about what he wants. And he says no, and he doesn't want the family to do this, and he doesn't want Montauk to be this way, so that's how it should be, and it's the right thing. And so I guess, to me, sometimes he can come off that way. So it was no surprise to me that Louisa reacted the way she did, because you just told him, which obviously that's tough for her to tell him, and she knew that it would probably hurt him, but for him to go back and be like, it's because of this curse. Like,
I don't think he was hearing any of that really. Like, I think all he really heard understood. Fixated on at that moment when she said, I can't have children was, oh my gosh, my mother was right, or whatever. And then so he's channeling all these other things about his family and he's processing that. I mean, we have to look kind of back at what we know about Cole's life and how he was sort of the guy that took care of the family for many years.
Right.
And all of a sudden now he's completely detached from his family. He's detached now from his house. He's detached now from his son. He's detached from so many things. And so the guy kind of deserves a little bit of a break, I think, on some level, in terms of knowing how to emotionally react to his new lover.
Mm-hmm. Lover.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because I just think he's not all there right now.
Yeah.
He really isn't. It's like he's a component of himself.
And I think that it was just kind of a crazy coincidence, I guess you could say, that she happens to tell him this, soon after he just found out about this curse that he apparently never knew about before.
Yeah.
So I think that, I'm backtracking on what I said, but I literally change how I feel as I'm talking about the show. That's how much it toys with me. But whenever I was watching the episode and that happened, that's the first thing that I thought is, oh my God, it's the curse. They can't have babies.
Right, I know.
So I get it, him being himself. Why? I think Louisa kind of semi-overreacted, but then she didn't whenever she was like, you have to figure out this curse, get over this curse for yourself.
Yeah.
Because she can't sit there and, I mean, she's constantly having to be the one who's like, let me tell you this funny story to make you feel better, but nothing's going to help. And let me do this, but it's still not going to help. And a person can only take that so much.
I think, he's sort of indicating in how he handles things where he F's up royally, mm-hmm. right? And then he, grovels his way on back. And that's sort of the pattern right now with him that we're, I think, seeing. So I expect that in maybe next week's episode, maybe it's the week after, I don't know, but there's going to be some definite, I'm so sorry for reacting that way.
I think she's going to take
And then
back
they're going to have sex and blah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
And then he's going to propose maybe or something. Well, I don't know.
I'll save it for predictions, but I haven't
Oh, I'm so
about
excited.
That. I know. So they have their argument. She goes, he stays. But Cole is clearly tormented over a lot of stuff. And this happens, we see the whole party scene technically next chronologically.
Right.
But keeping with him, he has been drinking his grandpa moonshine.
Oh, no. I thought, yes, no, wow. I thought he was going to, vomit, 12 times. I was, watching him going, ooh, this is so messy.
The first thing, so he's trying to tear the little wall off where he made the notches for Gabriel as he was growing.
Yeah.
And he can't get it. So, and I think it's funny that I thought this now that we know what happens. I'm like, ooh, he's going to mess up the house and they're going to, take the money off of it or something. And, he's spilling the moonshine everywhere. Not when he was pouring the moonshine everywhere, but when he's, spilling it sitting there. And I think it's important that they showed him seeing Gabriel. So, we hear the wind and he's just, drunk as Cuda Brown, just crazy.
Yeah.
And he has this moment where he just kind of looks and he's looking at that thing and he sees what we imagine, or what is Gabriel out in out through the door
in the rain,
is saying, "Daddy, come play in the water with me." And I'm just like, "Don't do it, don't do it." But it's it was so important to me that they showed a scene like this, because first of all, he's such an amazing actor, but we have focused so much on Allison's pain and Allison did this because she felt this way and oh, poor Allison. And maybe we have for Cole a couple of times.
Right.
But not really.
Yeah.
And so I think it was important that they showed how tormented he is, because just like he said at some point, I think it was last season, he's like, "This is my child too."
Right.
That I went through this too.
Right.
And I mean, obviously it was so sad and, I mean, just a gut-wrenching scene, but I liked seeing that that's what it goes back to for him. That it really is all about his child and, oh my God, this house that they built with him in there. They didn't build it, but y'all know what I mean. That he lived in there with them.
Yeah.
And now it's all gone. And he said to Luisa at one point, he's like, you know, the new owners are just going to tear it down. Then there will be like, there was no, you know, we were never here.
Right.
There will be no evidence of us.
And so I'm going to burn it down before they even have a chance.
Well, I was like, good for you.
I was a little mortified. I was like, oh, my God, what? I mean,
it was very drastic, but I think when you're in
his
state of mind,
yeah.
Both drunk and he is emotional. In so much pain. Yeah, very emotional. I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Well, oh, yes. Y'all have never wanted to burn anything down before?
Oh, I've already done it a couple times.
Oh, okay, good. I thought it was just me.
Just a couple houses here and there.
I was like, I've wanted to make s'mores a lot.
Yeah. No, that'd make some good s'mores. But
Kelly would make some damn fine s'mores.
She does.
I will on Saturday.
Oh.
Yay.
Y'all, we have so many people in the chat right now. Sorry, I just got it up and running. Let's see. I just saw a good comment from TDCR. I thought Cole was going to commit suicide when his son was telling him to go into the water. That's what I was saying when I was like, don't do it.
They can't lose Josh Jackson, though. No.
That would not make for a good show.
Do you want me to peruse some of these?
Yeah, look through some of the comments. So we got lots of people joining us. Oh, this is not going to be good.
Is it going to unplug?
Oh, yeah, but that's okay.
Look at us. We're just going to zhuzh.
But so in this scene, okay, so like we said earlier, Allison is having the baby. Mm-hmm. And while Cole is going through all of this, looking through the window and seeing Gabriel, they are mirroring it with Allison being in labor.
Right.
And
you hear her screams and her cries.
And I like how it almost seemed like he heard her screaming. He heard her crying because he's kind of like looking around.
When I saw that, I was kind of like, okay, is he kind of getting the sense? Like, is he sensing
like the twin
something?
Sense?
Kind of, yeah, that, you know, something's happening and what do you know? It's going to be like, oh, my new child must be born or something, you know.
Right.
Something weird going to happen.
Feels it.
Does he feel it?
Yeah.
I don't think so, but I mean, that'd be kind of cool.
No, I don't think he actually felt it, but I liked how it seemed like how they did that. And honestly, there is, I guess this is kind of a prediction, so forgive me, but there's almost zero doubt in my mind that the baby is not his, because if it wasn't, they wouldn't have shot that way. They wouldn't have written that scene that way where it's like she's, and he's seeing his dead child in the window.
Great point, I almost spilled the water, freaking out. I wouldn't be surprised if they did that to us on purpose. If they made us think, oh, it's for sure Cole's because of this scene and how it was shot and how it was written, and then, boom, it's not that way. I wouldn't be surprised. I do agree with you. I'm basically 100% positive that the child is there, is Cole's.
Cole's, yeah.
But, again, I wouldn't be super shocked if...
Right.
Quick shout-outs. We got some other one word to describe this episode, which I appreciate. Carrie Driscoll, disturbing. Agree. Mm-hmm. Alexander Porter, creepy. Yes, also agree with that. I'm going to keep perusing. I appreciate
all
these comments.
I'm going to go with all of the above. Everything that has been said. I mean, there's so many words to describe this in a negative way. It's not like, oh, this episode was awesome. It is just... So it's eerie.
Yeah. Well, someone tweeted us yesterday, going back to Noah at the party. Let me pull it up really quick. Basically, it was referencing the fact that Noah saw Max and Whitney there. And they thought that it was kind of like set up and kind of like reaching, or, you know, like it's just too big of a coincidence. But I think it was kind of along the lines of throat making it, to me, it made it honestly a little more creepy that, well, definitely that Whitney was there, obviously, but even that Max was there too, because I think they were trying to show it in the sense of like, you're doing all of this stuff and look at how many people can see you doing that. And like, you don't even, he's not even thinking about it because he's just thinking about, you know, like when he does the lines of cocaine, and I'm like, you're a famous person now.
I think all of this whole scene though, I think is so new to him that he doesn't have, I mean, I don't think he thinks about his action, the consequences to his actions by any means.
Well, clearly not. And he's literally doing this in a full of a party of, you know, a million people.
When he did that line of cocaine, I really think it was more so, you know, Eden prefaced this whole meeting saying, if he likes you, he's going to make this movie. And so I think in his mind, he was going, okay, I need this guy to like me. And so when this famous director guy hands you lines, like, it's no big whoop, you're thinking, okay, I better freaking do one. Because mentally, he's going into it going, this is a business meeting. And I really do feel like his intentions when he walked in the door were, I'm here for a business meeting.
Right.
But then you kind of have to roll with the punches, I think, in, I'm not condoning drug use, by the way. Just disclaimer,
right here.
Disclaimer, not condoning the drug use, but I think it was probably in Noah's mind, he was going, if I don't do the drugs, this guy's going to judge me,
yeah,
and we're not going to be on the same level or whatever, and so I really think that's good what point. I came down to.
Well, at first I was like, oh, peer pressure, what? And then I, you know, I have to think back, like, Noah's talked about doing drugs before. This isn't like it's something new to him that he's never done before.
Right.
So it wasn't that big of, the reason why it was a big deal was because I was like, Allison is at home in labor. That's, and I'm like, you're doing cocaine right now. But I didn't think it was such a, I mean, once again, not condoning drug use, but it wasn't like, oh my God, I can't believe he just did that, because it is a sense of camaraderie or that's how the producer guy was thinking of it. Mm-hmm. And Noah really wants this, and the parallels between him and Bruce, Helen Zad, are just huge, because that's also how Bruce got his really big start.
Oh, man. Was
writing his book, and then it got made into a movie, and, you know, Paramount sending him champagne all the time now, and he cheated and all of this. And I'm like, that's the one person who Noah has always said he didn't want to become. And that's when Harry, his editor, told him, like, you have to watch this whenever you become powerful and the fame. And just like Maria was saying earlier, that's when, or I think Kevin actually said it before we were watching, that's when you can tell who a person truly is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is when they get that power, and then that's when you see the real character.
You know, I think it's hard though for someone, especially Noah. It's fine when someone says to you, be mindful of this, or in Noah's case, I'm never going to become that, right? But until you have the money and the power and all those things, you kind of don't know how you're going to be, right? And
exactly.
What influences are going to be put in front of you. You can hope that you're going to remain a sound human being and you're going to be morally and ethically right about things. But I think in his case,
yeah,
things are not working out quite how he would have thought.
Exactly. And he, after he runs into Whitney in the hot tub, that's when he runs out, finally decides, oh, I need to leave this party, as he leaves Eden waiting upstairs for him because they were supposed to get on.
Oh, poor Eden.
Oh, poor little Eden. I'm so sad.
Oh, God, never.
And then, obviously, he tries to leave, finds his phone, sees the text, gets stuck, then somehow magically appears at the hospital the next day. But Noah, you are in a rut, so please get out of it because it's killing me.
Carrie Driscoll asks a very interesting question, and I think we should pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Does Allison end up marrying Noah out of obligation and to prove that basically the affair wasn't all a mistake?
Well, that's a very good question. Mm. That leads into a prediction of mine. So let's talk about predictions.
Take two.
You're after Buzz TV predictions. Okay, so going off,
I'm seeing my name in chat and going, oh, not me, Allison.
And I'm like, Allison is getting so many shout outs now.
No, it's not that. No.
So going off of Carrie's question, obviously we know, of course, that they do indeed get married. I think that probably the only reason that Allison ends up marrying him is going to be for some sort of a financial situation.
Yeah. Because I don't think she is getting the love, the attention, the want, the need that she was hoping for or that she got previously when they were in Montauk and they were both married.
I think the second she saw that baby, it was like, okay, you know, her mom, Athena, is kind of right. I have to do what I have to do to protect me and this baby.
So that being said, is she going, crap, why did I sell that house?
No, I don't think
probably,
so.
Probably. I don't think she, I actually don't even think she'll end up being very mad at Cole over it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's...
No,
it
was her decision, too.
Jointly. No, yes, but I mean over him burning it down.
Oh, no, that doesn't matter. She knows it was going to be bulldozed. Yeah, I don't think she'll care about that.
But
I think she's trying to do what is best for the child. I think now it's not, do I love this man? It's what is best for the child. And what's best for the child is a happy, quote unquote, family life.
But I think she also really does love him and lets, you know, she has no idea.
She doesn't know all this is happening. Yeah, she doesn't.
And I also think.
But what can you say? You know, you have Whitney and you have Max. I guess they would ideally take Noah's side, but you have two people, two witnesses there at the party, so it's not like he can lie to get out of it.
Well, what did Whitney really see outside of, obviously, her dad watching her make out with this chick? And then what did Max really see was, Max didn't see him doing lines of cocaine.
But
Max
still,
saw cocaine
was,
next to him.
At the party. So it's not like you can be like, oh, sorry, hon, I was just running errands and getting groceries.
Well, hopefully she essentially knew that he was going to be at this party. That's what I would
think. Let's hope for that. Yes. Okay.
I don't know. But I think that, she does definitely love him, and I think he actually truly does love her. When it comes down to it, obviously we're not seeing a bit of that right now, but I think we have seen enough in the past to where it's still there for an inkling of time in my mind, I guess. But I think that they're also showing this other side to Noah and the cheating because we gotta remember that Allison cheated on Noah too. And this could have potentially led to a baby being not Noah's.
But remember, during that time, she was like, oh, are we still together?
But she also knew that they were still together, though.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Ugh, it's all so messy.
I think it's just their way of being like, of her being like, well, you cheated on me. Well, this is his baby. So, I don't know. It's all a mess. And, oh, gosh. Allison, you can see my notes. They're literally 1,000
I know. I feel you, girl.
Because this show is just so crazy to me.
I know. I feel you.
Autumn Star says, I think Noah was in the grass is greener on the other side thing with Allison.
I agree
with you at this point, Autumn Star, because that's just what it seems like.
Yeah, it's true. Island Planner Girl. It's funny because the very few scenes of the show, we see a woman hit on Noah at the swimming pool and he turns her down like it was no problem. Although, didn't we see her, like him then sleep with her at some point when he was suspended from, what happened? Wait, what am I confusing shows? Didn't he hook up with that woman too at some point?
What woman?
I think that was a dream.
Was it a dream?
I think so, okay, because maybe. She approached him after, too. That's a good point, though.
I was like, I need to go back.
Now it makes me kind of change it again.
Okay, yeah. Anyway.
I don't know.
Do I have any predictions?
Predictions?
I don't know. I think it's just, I actually think there's going to be a lot more in seasons to come. I'm already going to say there's going to be more seasons.
Oh, there has to be.
But I feel like we're going to see some swapping of relationships, some more of that. So I don't necessarily think we're going to, I definitely don't think Noah and Allison now, or I'm feeling like they're not going to stay together. But I'm wondering if Louisa and Cole are going to stay together, or if this child is then going to bring these two back together in like season 7. I don't know. I just think there's possibilities for all of this.
I wonder how Cole and Allison kind of get back to being something, if they ever do, because, again, I'm sure that this baby is Cole's, and is she ever going to tell him? When they had that scene a couple episodes ago at the courthouse, that was the first time he met the child, correct?
Yeah, but
the child was
also,
like, two.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess. Geez.
That's our wrap-up music.
We are slap out of time. Thank you all so much for joining us. Thank you again to Maria. Sorry for kicking you out and left one here. Y'all can find me Twitter, Instagram, at April Wissenhan.
You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Guys, you can follow me on Instagram at Twitter. Nope. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Kelly Kness.
You can find us all at AfterBuzz TV. Don't forget to like, comment. We'll see you next week.
Bye. And we'll be back on Sunday.
Yeah, oh, Sunday.
Sunday fun day.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.